na die stem van die Kaap op 91.3 en 95.8 FM stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that definitely sounds to put you in the mood to join us on our mid-morning medley, the Triple M show. I'm Khawa Solomon. And bayat ramakasi to Ayub Ali's for putting together the production of today's show. And now we chat to Ziz Fashion, the owner of Ziz Fashion Jeweler and owner of Ziz Fashion, Zarina. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
It's only a pleasure. Shukran so much for making your way to our studios on a Saturday morning. I know lots of people do their odds and ends on Saturday mornings, and you've decided to join us. So shukran so much to you. Zarina, tell us a bit about yourself. How did this all start? Where did you find, and also just for us to get to know Zarina a little bit. Zarina Raji Ibrahim, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I am a wife and a mother of two grown sons. Mm-hmm. I've been working many years in the corporate environment, and a few years ago, I did some courses on fashion jewelry, on making basic fashion jewelry, and then my interest started picking, and I realized that people actually like the items that I made, and mm-hmm. that people wanted to buy it, and that is how it all started. And so I started to sell to people at work, and I started giving back to people to sell at other workplaces, and so the business grew. And this I did on a part-time basis for many years.
And what is your background? What did you go and study? What were you doing first?
Well, as I said, I've been working many years in the corporate environment, in project management field. And a few years ago, I decided to do my BCom degree, and because I was very interested from a young age to start my own business, mm-hmm. I chose subjects that was in line with that, subjects such as e-commerce, entrepreneurship, business management, and so forth. And while I was doing pursuing my hobby and doing this studying, that I decided to start my own business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was all through, you know, I've been influence from a young age from my parents. They are hardworking people. They started working at a young age, and they always taught us important life lessons and how to work hard and to achieve great things. And you know, it was through all that I decided to start my own business, and I started going full time in 2017 with the fashion jewelry business. And I started selling full time, but I started the website a year ago, and this is where my focus is now. The website and selling to the public and selling nationally.
So what was it like leaving the corporate sector, especially being in it for so long? Was it something that you enjoyed? Were you ready to leave? Tell us about that.
You do what you have to do. When you have a family and you have children to raise, there are many expenses that must be paid, and you do what you have to do, even though your heart is not always in it. And I found that I found it stifling going to an office environment every morning and leaving the building at night. I wanted to do something where I had the freedom to do what I wanted when I wanted, and to pursue my passion. And I found my passion was in making the jewelry and sourcing jewelry, fashion jewelry, trendy fashion jewelry for people. I love it. I absolutely enjoy and love it. And it was only, while I was doing the marketing and selling the fashion jewelry, I bought the business, and it was only when I realized or found that I could sustain myself with a regular income that I decided to leave the corporate environment three years ago and pursue it full time.
So 3 years ago, you're doing it full time. When did you exactly start with it and your venture into finding out about it and creating this jewelry that you love and continue with it?
Well, I started many years ago, more than 10 years ago, doing it as a hobby. And as I said, you know, it was just a hobby at the time. Mm. And it was through selling it to the people at work and to other workplaces that I realized there was a potential to do this as a business, as a full-time business. And so that is when I decided to go full-time 3 years ago. And a year ago, I then purchased the Shopify website, and I bought this format the way I, you know, that suited my needs, the way I needed it to be. And it's a work in progress, like everything else. You learn as you go along. And yes, I welcome everybody to have a look at it and see what's online.
I'm just having a squeeze through some of these jewelry. Tell us about the makings of it. Is it something that you actually physically make yourself?
You know, I must be honest, I don't make everything. Mm-hmm. I do import some of it, depending on what the trends are. And, you know, it's not always possible to find the basic parts to make this jewelry. Mm. So it is better to import some of the ready-made items, and some I make in my studio at home. And I do, obviously, I have assistants to make the jewelry and package the jewelry. Mm-hmm. And, yes, but I love it. It is my passion.
Your ideas behind the actual jewelry that you make, where do you get that from, your inspiration and thinking about what is in and what is not? Where do you start when you think of making something?
I usually look at the trends ahead of time, for the season ahead of time. I look at what's happening overseas and what's happening in our stores around us in Cape Town. You know, in Cape Town, we take a while to latch on to the overseas trends. So it gives me time. It gives me time to see what the people would like to wear, what the ladies would like, would be interested in. And then I source those products from overseas, or I source the parts to make them local.
They're very reasonably priced. I'm looking at some of your items here, and I must say that it just going onto your website makes me feel like this lady, Auntie Serena, sitting here, there's no way she's the brains behind this. You're such a cool, calm, collected person, and this looks like somebody that's, a very international standards, and it's just alhamdulillah. We don't realize our capacity till we actually do it, and we put our minds through it. So I must say, well done.
Shukran for that. Yes, yeah. My father always told me, you know, if someone is doing it out there, you just need to figure it out, and you can do it, you know. And, you know, I have exceptional support from my husband and children. All the years I've had this support, and it's through the support and my husband's encouragement that I pursued this, and I'm constantly researching on the internet, finding ways to get the special products, the special items for our ladies. And, you know, there are so many things I'd like to do this year. Mm. And I have a lovely support in terms of my staff that helped me. Mm. So I'm very excited about the year ahead.
Okay. So talk to me about, just quickly, as I mentioned earlier, how is it a lady from the Cape Flats, from Cape Town, has started a small business like this, and you say full time, it's 3 years now. So you've been making jewelry for a couple of years, but your website is your main, and it's definitely something you have to look at, guys. So please, if you are on Wi-Fi, or you know you have data to try and squiz through www in front of your computer, www.zesfashions.com, and it's beautiful jewelry and accessories, anything from anklets, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, hair clips, what you have that you can think of is on this website. So tell us, how is it that someone from the Cape Flats created such a small business? And when you open up this page, this doesn't look small at all. Mashallah.
Shukran so much. Yes, you know, anybody can start a business. And we see that in our community. We see that all the time. And me, if you have a good heart, there is no excuse. I've had disabled people that assisted me in making jewelry. So anybody can start their business with a few hundred rands and reinvest their income into their business. And that is what I've done. While I was working, I reinvested to build the business. You know, people must not take out loans, and, you know, they should try and sustain themselves with what they have. Mm. It is the best way to go about it. And, you know, it is, you know, you are capable of doing so many things if you put your mind to it. Just do research. And the internet, there is so much information on the internet and so many YouTube videos, you know, that show you how to make the products. There is a YouTube for everything. So go on the internet and do research. Rather invest on good Wi-Fi, to have good Wi-Fi at home, instead of taking out loans for stock and that, and start off small and reinvest.
Tell us about the jewelry that you make, because I see you know, the information that's needed. You've got, as I mentioned, it's like an international website. They talk about shipping. They talk about, you know, shopping with different categories, about the bracelets, even of how to care for your jewelry. There's little bits of tidbits in here, refunds, returns, everything that an international website should and must have. So talk to us about your jewelry and the makeup of it. How do you care for jewelry? How are you, what is your jewelry made of? And yeah, talk to us a bit about your jewelry.
So all the products are fashion jewelry, you know, and fashion jewelry, you know, to be honest, it's not something that you will, it's unlikely that you'll have the same item for 10 years, you know, especially if you're wearing it regularly, and you need to take good care of it. We definitely, you know, look at getting the best quality items. We source nickel-free chain and pendants, and you know, so that everyone can wear them, and the ears to, and the ears and skin do not get affected by the product. Okay. And that's very important to us. And you know, when you're wearing your jewelry, try not to get it wet. Don't spray perfume over it.
Okay.
You know, all those are all. But what you can read all the ways on how to take good care of your jewelry on the website. But like I said, it's, you know, take care of your goods and it will last you a long time.
Okay. So apparently you've collaborated and you've been involved in some of the big names. Tell us about your influences and who you've worked with.
So social media is a strong component of our business, and we interact with many influencers and designers, you know, also have been in magazines. And through social media, we get a lot of feedback from people, and we interact, and there are always collaborations with these people and giveaways. And it is such fun. It is such fun because we help each other to build each other's business. You know, they give us exposure and we give them exposure. And it's very important when marketing your business to reach out to people and to interact with the community out there.
So when did you realize that jewelry is something that you actually want to do? You've mentioned like 3 years ago you're doing it full time, but what was it that made you, you know, actually drop off the corporate sector and said, this is what I'm going to be doing now? What was that thing?
You know what I love about jewelry? It doesn't come in sizes. No matter how big or small you are, that earring is going to fit. So that's what I enjoy about the jewelry. It's small,
true.
It's fun, it's colorful. I love design. It's easy to transport. You know, we are able to sell to customers nationally. It goes in the courier bag. We just pop it in the courier bag, so it's easy to transport. And you know, I love the way people react to the jewelry. People, you know, they find such joy in wearing the items and the feedback that I get, and it spurs me on. It just makes me want to do it more and more.
They're absolutely stunning. So professionally taken, your earring. I mean, the pictures of all the jewelry, the earrings, the bracelets, like just shouting out, I want this, I want to buy it.
Oh,
and I want to keep on looking. So well done. Talk to us about your website. What does it have?
The website, as I said, it is a work in progress.
Okay.
We've now made few changes to enhance the navigation of the website. So we have various categories. If you land on the home page, you will find a category for the earrings, the bracelets, the anklets, the necklaces, silver chain necklaces and gold chain necklaces and hair clips. And, you know, you can go there and just click on the items, the collection that you'd like to look at, and you will find it. At the moment, we're having a mega sale, so they mark down to as little as 20 Rand, and you'll find that the sale items are first. You can click on there and you add it to cart and go ahead. And we offer a free delivery service for orders over 200 Rand.
Oh.
So and that's, you know, you can get a lot of jewelry for 200 Rand. Go and have a look.
I can see you can buy at least 10 or a few items, yeah. And I must say, the best way, because I'm looking at the website, what would you say, because you've got shipping and contact us and all of these the different categories, what is the best way to navigate through your website? What do you advise?
Well, it depends on what you are interested in, but the best way is to enter the website address. When you land on the home page, you can choose which category you want to go in and have a look. You know, take your time. You know, we don't know who's going on there and what you're doing. So do what you want. Take your time. You know, browse through every category. Like I said, it depends on what you would, you know, what you are interested in. We also encourage people to start their own little business. So we have a special business plan for those who would like to buy in bulk and resell. We offer a fantastic discount. We have that, you know, the explanation of that on the website. You can, if you order 10 or more, you get a fantastic discount, and you can buy and resell. We also help you by sending you the pictures from the website that you can send around and first collect your orders and then place the order with us, and we will get it to you. If you're in Cape Town, we'll get it to you within 2 days. Joburg or Durban, any other place, it can take up to 4 business days.
So Z's Fashion, one size fits all. The beautiful jewelry lady in studio with us. We continue this conversation after our short break and give her details. Please do stay tuned to the Triple M Show.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to VOC 91.3 FM on this 11th day of January 2020. And I know a few of you, when you're writing the date, you might just slip up and say 2019, but this is a new decade. Alhamdulillah. Shukr to Almighty for allowing us to be in it. So continue our conversation with the owner and jewelry maker of Z's Fashions. Guys, you have to check out this website and our Instagram page. It's www.z-z-e-s-fashion.com. It's some brilliant work. So Auntie Zarina is in studio with us, and I must say, really inspired by it, and the way that she's also offering the facility of you to be an independent seller for these items as well. Very professionally put across. So some brilliant work, So tell us how big your business is now, because I can't say. Tell us.
Well, you know, alhamdulillah, I earn a good living from the business in that, alhamdulillah, but it takes time to build it where it is.
Yes.
And every day is different. You know, I respond to queries all day long, every day. And so I don't know when the orders will come or from where it will come. It is hard work. You do have to put in the effort, but I love it. It's my passion, so it doesn't feel like work, you know, and I can do it from home. So
And we chatted a bit in the break, and you mentioned that you've got some IT experience. So all of this that we see, and you open up the website, it is this beautiful Zarina sitting in front of us. What is your surname, Zarina?
Raji Ibrahim.
Oh, yes, Raji Ibrahim. That's right, in your introduction. This beautiful Zarina Raji Ibrahim is sitting here, and she, her brain and hands is the work behind this beautiful website, Z's Fashions. Take a look at it. See the beautiful creations that she's made and sourced for you to purchase online, free shipping for over 200 Rand orders.
Yes, yes.
Talk to us about the shipping. How does it work? Do you ship across South Africa? Does it work overseas? Tell us about how that works.
Well, at the moment, we're only shipping within South Africa. It is quite, you know, it is quite tricky to ship overseas. And for the time being, we're just focusing on doing it locally. We use Fastway Couriers, and we found that to be very good, collecting the items. They collect the items every day. And like I said, in Cape Town, we can deliver within a day or two, and nationally within 4 or 5 days.
Talk to us about your social media experience with selling your jewelry and connecting with people, of showing them what your wares are.
You know, I had to teach myself how to use it. You know, the young generation, they are so good at it. And my children, they're always helping me, teaching me. My daughter-in-law is a fundi in public relations, so I get lots of help there as well.
Brilliant.
And they're always showing me how to navigate and how to post on social media and what to do. And I'm, you know, I work at it every day. One need to. If you have a business, you need to apply yourself. And so I post regularly. You know, on all social media, I post all the time, and it's a lot of fun. I get such great responses from the public. So, yes, it helps and grows the business.
Okay, so you have a different collections within your range that you have. I see there's also the nickel-free jewelry, a hypoallergenic, and then you've got gold and silver jewelry. Is that real gold and silver?
No, they're all fashion jewelry. Okay. It's all nickel-free silver and gold items. You know, important to keep the cost down, you know, of the products. And people want bargains. Yes. You know, everybody wants a bargain, and they want a good quality item at a great price, and that is what we try and offer all the time.
I love that you've got these beautiful collections that are very trending. That's rather trending at the moment, and that it's in fashion. Do you have to, you know, scope around, browse through magazines, sit on the internet and see what's happening?
I love browsing the shops, the malls, looking at what's in at the moment, looking around me, taking note of what the young ladies are wearing. Well, not just the young ladies, or ladies of all ages are wearing. Yes. We all like to be in fashion, me too included. And it's great fun, and then sourcing the products, the process, you know, I enjoy the process so much.
Let's talk about your team, because of course behind a successful lady is a very big strong man and many other support systems, but you have a few men standing behind you. Tell us about your support system and your team.
I have people that assist me. Mm-hmm. I have a lady that assists me with making of the jewelry, someone that assists me with packaging. I have an elderly lady that assists me with packaging, and she is super fast and lovely to work with. And I have someone that assists me now and again with the marketing as well in terms of the website. Not so much the marketing, but the development work of the website. Mm-hmm. There are some technical items on the website that only a developer can do with coding and that. So I do have people to help me, and of course I really need to find a model that I find, you know, to model items. People are wanting to see someone wearing it, so that that is someone I'll be getting.
Brilliant stuff. What would you say to women and young girls that are listening now, and also to, you know, individuals within the family, to give a message to those women and young girls who want to start their own business or just start something that, you know, after many years you decided to do it full time, but just to kick it off although they're working full time?
You know, anyone can do it. If there's something you're passionate about, you know, do research. Go on the internet, look around you, see what other people are doing it in the same field. Figure it out. Try and figure out how you can go about and do this part-time. Mm. You know, I started making jewelry at night and weekends, and start small. But, you know, it is possible. You don't need a degree. You just need, you know, you need common sense, and you'll find that as you go along and you gain experience, you will gain more confidence, and eventually you will find that niche that will enable you to sell your product.
So you are self-taught, maybe in the social media aspect. What would you say to those people who are completely, you know, non-technically savvy and, you know, can't seem to even open themselves up to get a Facebook page? I mean, I'm still sitting here with many kids later and needing to inform myself, but I've never decided. I didn't find a need to open an Instagram page. I've got a Facebook page. That's good enough for me. I don't need WhatsApp LinkedIn and Twitter and all of that stuff. But for somebody that's starting a business, how important is it to be socially media savvy and to try and learn it even though you feel you can't?
It is very important to be social media savvy. It's an important component of your business in today's world. Mm. And there are changes all the time, and you need to keep abreast with the changes in the environment. Mm. But, you know, there are so many young ones out there that whether it's your children or your nephew or niece that can help you, can assist you and show you how to go about to create that Facebook page, your business page, your Instagram page. If you want to be successful in your business, you need to become social media savvy.
And actually reach out to those people that
and
know about
it. And reach out to
it.
Those people. Yes, yeah. There are also many courses online, free courses that are available on the internet. But you know, one don't always have the time to go through all those courses, but just to enhance your basic skills. And you know, you're always learning. I'm always reading and researching. Mm. One needs to, you know, extend yourself and apply yourself and learn all the time.
Is it something that you do consistently?
Yes, on a daily basis. Also to read lots of books about business, about marketing your business. Like I said, there is information overload out there. Mm. But, you know, it depends on you. If you're doing something that you're passionate about, you're naturally going to, go out there and, you know, do the research and go out and look for the information.
What would you say was your drive and people that actually lack drive to do something like this? What was your drive to keep going and making it as big as it is and see it that it keeps growing?
That it is.
Yeah.
You need to think, how bad do you want it? Okay. How bad do you want to earn that income that's going to support your family, support your lifestyle? Everybody need a good income. And I mean, just a basic income to support your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to be a... you know, necessarily a multimillionaire, but I want to be able to afford to go and buy myself the basic necessities. And, you know, everyone needs to think about that. They need to think about they have good health. There is no excuse. Mm. You know, you need to find out what it is that you really want in life. Mm. What kind of life do you want for yourself, for your children? Because you want a good life for your children. You want them to go for that extra tutoring. Mm. Everything costs. It costs money. And you need to figure out ways or means to earn a good living. You know, of course, it's also very important to be spiritual. And, you know, it is one's faith that makes things happen. You're a strong believer, and you believe, believe in prayer and believe that it can happen for you. Mm. You know.
So Zarina, you've got some background in working within the corporate sector and working with professionals. Some people do not have that. What was your skill, your ability that allowed you to sort of push yourself and you know, how did you apply yourself to be able to get to where you are now? With having the background and the knowledge of working in a professional environment, some people do not have that. Where did you apply yourself specifically that you had to push yourself?
I found that working in the corporate environment has taught me how to interact with people.
Okay.
And that is an important skill. Mm. Because when you start your business, you will be interacting with suppliers, with your customers, with your staff, and you need to be able to keep amiable relations with all those people in order to grow further and have a successful business. So that is the good experience that comes from working in any work environment. And yes, I found that helped me in that direction.
Where do you see your business growing from here now?
You know, I have such exciting plans for the time ahead.
I feel
excited. You know, one cannot, you know, only Allah can make plans for you. So I don't believe in making too many plans too far ahead. I apply myself to my work environment every day, trying to improve myself, trying to improve my workload. We do have exciting products we want to drop online from next month onwards.
Inshallah. I'm very excited.
Yes, inshallah, we'd like to do that. So there are lots of opportunities out there. Yeah. And because it's his fashion, we can, you know, there are so many different types of products we can add to our website. So, yes, it's limitless.
I cannot wait. Please do keep us updated. You are the first woman, as I say, woman of color, that stands out for me, that has created her own jewelry, sourced from outside with the prices that you are selling at. You know, yes, there are other jewelers out there. I'm not sure if they have websites. I'm not sure if they actually make some of their stuff. And I'm not sure if they have that's kind of prices
Thank you
have.
Yes.
So you are, I think, on the top of the list of women of color within Cape Town and probably within South Africa that has a website of this standard and is selling jewelry of this standard at that price and still makes it and still does our website. So you really do stand out for me, Zarina, and I hope with that in mind that the Almighty grants you the necessary strength, the hidayah, and the ability to help others to do the same, inshallah, like you are doing right now. As well as on the website, you can contact Zarina and her team if you would like to be part of her earning that extra income, this opportunity, and be part of the family of Z's Fashion and support selling jewelry to others via the web. And again, the website, would you like to mention that, Zarina, and
yes,
how people can get hold of you?
Yes, the website is www.zsfashion, it's zsfashion.com, and we can also follow us on Instagram at zsfashion.
There we go. So they do have an email address, but if you WhatsApp me, I'm sure to send those details through to you via WhatsApp, and then you have it one time. No need for pens and papers. Again, Zarina, shukran so much for your time. Your last few words.
Like I said, you know, anybody can start a business if you have good health. You know, it is possible, and it is possible to be successful.
Very true. Think of that advantage that you have with your good health. You're able to see, do. I mean, yes, as you mentioned, you've got disabled people also still working.
Assisting
you. So shukran so much and all the best. Assalamu alaikum to you, Zarina.
Wa alaikum salam.
Stay tuned as we continue with our garage sale. Just after that, send through your items you want to sell, you want to get rid of, you're looking for, to our WhatsApp line 0722 380712. Back in a moment.